This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Fucking guy better call.
Man?
We're on now.
Hey.
Ricky Rocket from Poison might be calling. So we're going to ask you, the tribe, to send in questions we can ask him. Poison and Cheap Trick. Plus Pop Evil. Has anyone heard of Pop Evil?
I heard of them, never heard them.
Never heard of them. At the Xfinity Theater in Hartford, Thursday, June 14th.
Smooth.
We have a pair of tickets too. We didn't give away on the air, and we can probably give you, I don't know, it depends. If you send us a really good question for them and we like it, we'll give you the tickets. How's that?
At random, yes.
Poison and Cheap Trick. I got to tell you, I was never really a big Bret Michaels fan. I like a couple of their songs.
Yeah.
Until I met him.
Yeah.
Greatest friggin' guy. We had him on the air.
Yeah, he was genuine.
Great. We met him, and then I saw how he treated the fans.
Yep.
He stayed there. Is he on the phone now?
Uh-oh.
All right. Hello, Chaz and AJ.
Chaz, Ricky Rocket calling you. How you doing?
Ricky, welcome back to the show, my brother.
Ricky!
Thank you. Oh, hey, my God.
AJ is here.
Yelling.
What's that? We're yelling. Yeah.
Is it early?
Sounds like my family at dinner time.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Did you have a rough night last night? Are we yelling too loud for you?
I didn't have a rough night. I had an awesome night last night.
Oh,
we
good.
Played in Indianapolis and tore it up.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised, man. You guys, I feel like you're doing your best stuff now, no?
I think so. I think we've kind of got it figured out finally.
It took a while, but yeah.
So we're doing a Facebook Live thing, so there will be questions coming in from fans, and we will ask you these as we go along here.
Okay.
First question, what do you think about tipping?
About what?
Tipping. Are you a good tipper? Restaurants, bars?
Tripper or chipper?
Tipper, like tipper. Tipping at a restaurant.
Gratuity. Where's his mind?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No, I got you. I think I am, yeah. I think I'm always, I mean, it depends on the service.
Right,
that's
okay.
What you're tipping for.
Exactly.
Right? So I've been very gracious in some cases. In other cases, it's like, no. I remember that deal several years ago in Philadelphia where the guy did a bad tip and the guy yelled at him.
Yeah.
So he went after him with a gun and shot him dead right in the parking lot.
Oh, my.
Over a tip.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember that story.
That's extreme.
No.
I don't remember that story. Well, I'm thinking because you're Ricky Rocket of Poison, you have to kind of watch how you tip because someone might take a picture of, you know,
the
receipt or whatever and then post it online and shame you.
Look at him, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know,
that
what am I supposed to do about that, you know?
Colin just asked on our Facebook page, what's your favorite song that you guys do?
Probably on Skinny Bop. I like playing that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a fun tune.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs we don't play live that would be fun, too. But as far as the ones that are in our set currently, that would be the one.
Who picks the set list?
Oh, it's a collaborative argument.
Argument. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, so Brett.
So right? a spirited debate.
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, you got to put the hits in.
Got to.
And, you know, and then you try to, you know, plant around it, you know. And, you know, you can't just throw things against the wall. You can't, you know, put three ballads together or something like that. You got to pace the set. And there's a certain art to that as well.
You got to play every rose.
Have to.
You got to play Nothing But a Good Time. That's my favorite Poison song, by the way.
Oh, right on.
That's a party tune.
It's a Nothing But a Good Time tour. So.
Yeah. Jeff the Chef wants to know where you learned to play long ago. What does that mean?
How long ago?
How long ago did you learn how to play?
What?
How long
where
ago did you learn how to play?
Where he learned to play long ago. Is that exactly what Jeff the Chef did? All right. I want to ask Jeff the Chef where the fuck did he learn how to speak?
Yeah, really?
Okay.
How much have you been drinking?
I guess the question is, when...
I know Chef Jeff, if it's the same one.
Probably not, but okay, let's go with it.
Yeah. Probably not.
All right.
Right.
Do you like Chef Jeff?
Jeff the Chef and... Jeff the Chef and Chef Jeff are probably two different people, but maybe not. When did I learn to play, or where did I learn to play? Let me just answer them both, and that way I cover it.
Okay.
That cool?
Yeah.
All right. So I learned to play pretty much by watching people. I had my dad was a trumpet player, and my sister is nine years older than me, and took me to concerts. And I would just watch people. And nowadays, people can watch YouTube and see these drummers instruct or just play or whatever.
Back then, you had to go.
At that time, we had Don Kirshner's rock concert.
Oh, yeah, Saturday night.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had to be a good enough little boy that I could stay up late and watch it. Or, you know, I'd go to these different concerts, and my dad played in a band, and I'd watch that drummer. And so I watched and played and watched and played and figured it out that way.
All right. So we're getting lots of questions. I don't think we're going to be able to keep up with these. Brian wants to know, by the way, if you're just dialing into the Facebook Live, it's Ricky Rocket, drummer of Poison. Poison, Cheap Trick, coming to Xfinity Theater in Hartford Thursday, June 14th. Brian wants to know, who is your all-time favorite band besides Poison?
That one's easy. Aerosmith.
Okay.
Aerosmith, really?
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Michael wants to know, what song do you do in concert that you hate to play?
I don't hate any of them, honestly. That's the truth.
You're not sick of any of them?
That's a weird question because, no, I mean, there are songs. It's our body of work, so I love them. You know, would it be... I just like to play more of our songs. Like I'd love to do the Poison No Hits tour where we play none of our hits.
Okay. Yeah.
Only deep tracks. Now I don't know whether that tour would work or not.
No, it wouldn't.
I mean, that's why I'm not a promoter.
Like I Want Action, stuff like that.
No, I know because you guys would love playing those songs. But yeah. And one of the things I think I love about Poison is you're up there and you do everything the fans want. Everything you'd expect.
Yeah, very.
You guys play all the hits, right? You play some deep cuts, but you're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to tie into your song there, but you're having a good time. You're not miserable. You're having fun, and you know people spent money and they made arrangements, and you know they went through some trouble to come and see you.
Yeah.
Stoshball wants to know, drummer you based your style of on.
Well, it's a lot of different drummers. It's a lot of stuff that I was influenced by. I think
what's the first name
really
that comes to mind?
Probably, you know, which is pretty interesting. A lot of what Poison does, I probably was thinking about what Bunny Carlos from Cheap Trick would have done.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's interesting.
I would think Joey Kramer because you guys are Aerosmith fans.
Well, definitely, I think I use the bell of that cymbal a lot because of Joey Kramer and kind of dance on that a little bit. I mean, like I said, you know, it's really hard to narrow it down. I mean, some of my fills come from Ian Pace from Deep Purple, and who would think that? You know what I mean?
And one of the most memorable moments of you guys on television is when you did that award show, and you guys were walking off, and Brett had to, like, wave to the fans for another, like, 5 seconds, and then he turns around, and by this time... The scenery is already like dropped to the point where he turns around and walks right into it face first.
Yeah. The hat came off and everything.
Yeah. It was, he hurt himself. What was that like from the moment that we stopped seeing it, like backstage? What happened?
Well, I mean, listen, we were concerned. You know, of course, everybody, you know, a lot of people want to go after him and make fun of that happening, but there wasn't anything funny about it. But, you know, I mean, this is why. On a funny note, it's why we're not asked to do, you know, those kinds of productions, you know. You know, that type of show business is a whole different ball game. It's a whole different animal.
Everything I thought you guys were great. I mean, just Brett stood out there a little too long waving the fans, and then he walked into this thing. But so there was blood, and there's pandemonium backstage, I'm thinking, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he went to the hospital to get checked out, you know, and there was some injury there. So, you know, that was a bad ending to a really good time because that was a world that no other rock band has ever really entered the Tony Awards. No other rock band's ever played that.
Oh, wow.
And probably never will again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have rock.
Well, you guys ruined it for every other band. So thank you, Ricky Rocket.
Unless it was a face mask this time.
Right.
maybe we did.
See, if that happened to somebody on this show, especially AJ,
yes,
we'd all laugh.
Yep, they would.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it'd be like a next show, too, like an hour and a half, 2 hours easily.
It would be nothing, yeah, but laughs. Melissa wants to know.
Well, can we get AJ to do that, then?
Okay.
I need a good laugh.
By the way, Ricky, you're invited to AJ's Bottle Rockets right before 4th of July. He shoots bottle rockets out his ass. In fact, if you want him to come to the Xfinity Theater Hartford on Thursday and get on stage and fire bottle rockets out of his ass, let us know. We're making him available to you.
I have bottle rockets.
You know what? Now that you've offered such an amazing idea that maybe we should do that. But you know what? Then we need a permit. And how do you get a bottle rocket ass permit? I'm not sure how you do that.
I don't think there is one, but we could do it during Unskinny Bop. Unskinny Pop, 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 Pop.
Melissa wants
that
to
would
know.
Be, that would be good. That would be good.
Melissa wants to know who slept with the most groupies.
I don't know. I don't know.
Who would, who would your guest be?
You know what? Only my answer, do you need any more groupies? And my answer is just one more.
Right.
One for the road, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you're going to say you don't have a count on the other guys, but you're doing okay.
No, I don't know. I don't have a count on the other guys. I don't.
Okay. Dan wants to know, have you ever seen Bret Michaels naked?
Unfortunately, yes.
And how did that happen?
Well, back in the early days, we all shared one hotel room and then and all one bus and all one dressing room. Of course, you're going to see each other.
Right.
Right.
Right. Intimately, yes.
And multiple women naked as well.
I have seen a few naked women in my day, yes.
That was the upside.
How do you handle,
how do you handle a woman walking up to you after a gig and saying, oh, remember me in Detroit or whatever? How do you handle that when you have no memory?
I just handle it.
Of course I do. You're you.
Ricky, you should just say to them, no, you should remind me.
Right. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
What happened?
Well,
reenact what happened.
You know what?
Yeah.
I have a pretty good memory. I know who I've been with and who I haven't been with. So there's a lot more people. I look at it this way. There's a whole lot more girls I haven't been with than I have been with.
Right. So you have a long list of work.
Big population out there.
You know? You got to get busy here, Ricky.
Thank you for cell phones.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to this show. Now, do you guys do anything together with Cheap Trick?
No, we haven't done that yet. Last night, we had the singer from Pop Evil come out, the drummer come out. She came up and played with me. So once you never know. I mean, we've dragged all kinds of people up there. So we haven't done a bottle rocket thing yet out of an ass.
I think you should have AJ come up and do background vocals. So this is the number one morning. This is the number one morning show in Connecticut. AJ sings. He's gotten on stage with Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels also was
Mickey Thomas.
Mickey Thomas from Starship. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of a thing that concert goers in Connecticut expect when he comes up on stage and joins the band.
It's a thing.
Hey, let me tell you something. It's easier to share my bed than my stage, AJ.
All right. There's your offer, AJ.
I'm not sure how to take that one.
How bad do you want to get on stage?
Not that bad.
No. That wasn't an offer.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure, man.
Jonathan wants to know, are you releasing, recording any new music?
Wait. Back up a second.
Okay.
If somebody can shoot bottle rockets out their ass, I want to talk about this more. Okay
let's
put
do
it,
it
out there, not me.
All right, let's talk about it. Okay.
No.
What do you want to know?
Are we going to release any more material? I sure as hell hope so, but I don't have an announcement about that right now. We have talked about it. That's all I can really say right now.
Cool. Okay.
That's cool.
All right. So would you say Brett handles all of that?
No.
Okay.
No, Brett has the Bret Michaels band, and he can do anything he wants in that band.
Okay, but, so Poison works as a democracy?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. What's that, Pam?
Just picture a lot of punching going on.
Right. It's tough.
That kind of democracy.
It's tough.
Lot of punching. Well, isn't that a true democracy, a lot of punching?
Look at,
and kicking.
Yeah, Look at yeah, whatever.
As a matter of fact, it was Ricky who made sure that thing that set came down in front of Brian Michaels that time.
You notice how the band was already off the stage when that set came down.
It was almost timed.
Hit Brett right in the face.
Brett, stay out there for a couple seconds.
So you don't want to play deep cuts, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, listen. Brett is definitely a people person, and you know.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah, no, we love him.
When we're on stage, you know, we definitely, you know, we like to take our time and you want to reach out to fans. You want, you know, and that's what happened on that Tony Awards. But that's old news, guys.
Yeah, no.
No.
That's many years ago?
No, it's true. But we haven't spoken to you about it.
Right.
So fans are asking, right?
Well,
so.
Doesn't it have an expiration date?
No. Know? No. In fact, I got into a fight with David Crosby. Listen, I got into a fight with David Crosby because I asked him about Woodstock. No, it wasn't David Crosby. It was the other one. Stephen Stills.
Right.
He's like, come on, guys. It's over. It's like, no, it's not, because there are a lot of people listening who haven't heard the answers to these questions. So I'm sorry, when you become music history,
all that stuff. We answered all those questions.
Yeah, but not here. Not to these people.
Oh, my God.
My God.
I have to recant my whole life to you guys every time I come on your show. Is that it?
No.
I'll come on more often.
No. That's it. You got to come on every week and update us.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like it.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Okay. All right. Let me start from the beginning, though.
All right.
Strap in. We've got about 4 hours of material.
See, when I talk to Brett, he doesn't get annoyed.
I'm not annoyed.
Yes, you are.
I'm busting your balls.
All right, okay.
That's cool.
All right.
You bust my balls, I bust yours.
All right, because you're my favorite person in the band, besides Brett.
Thank you.
All right. I'm kidding.
You're my favorite radio guy.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a good one.
It's New Haven, but you're close.
Right.
Hey, we saw Brett. I got to tell you, I thought Brett was a little much, right? And then I met him. I'm like, holy crap, this guy's the real deal.
Yeah.
So, and I've been a fan of your music for a long, long time. So we're looking forward to a great show in Hartford. Cheap Trick and Poison. You can't beat that.
Seriously.
It's a night of fun.
Yep.
And then throw in Pop Evil. Tickets still available at LiveNation.com or linked up at ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com. Ricky Rocket, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys. Seriously.
And when you come back, I'm going to ask you all of the same questions.
Okay.
All right, Ricky. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Take care.
All right. Thanks. See bye now.
All right. Bye. I don't know. What'd you guys think?
That's cool.
That's cool. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
You could tell he's tired of talking about something. Anything that concerns Brett, he's like, please. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right?
Probably especially what I imagine is like first thing in the morning for him. You know, like he just woke up. He's like, oh, how many times do I have to answer this goddamn question?
I'm guessing.
No, but you have to answer as many times as you have to play on Skinny Bop.
Right.
Like forever.
For a lot.
Like just like you have to play your hits, you have to tell your stories forever. It doesn't end. And when you get tired of telling the stories, don't extend yourself for a radio interview.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing. We're just trying to sell tickets.
I'm guessing.
He was great.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But this is the thing. You know, you get annoyed, you get tired of doing it. When you get tired of doing it, have the bass player do it, right? Have Brett do it.
Mm. Right.
You know, because
I feel like Brett would love to.
He would love to. He would love to. And he stayed at the Milford Oyster Festival until every effing hand was shaken.
Yeah.
Everything was autographed.
At least 3 or 4 hours.
It was longer than the show. He was backstage. I looked at the fence and there was tons of people. Right? And I'm like, oh, this guy's going to shake a couple hands and leave.
You get in the vehicle and take off.
We're having beers. We're chit-chatting. I look up. He's still there.
Still there.
We start chit-chatting some more, talking to this one, that one. He's still there. He was there. And I actually saw this happen. The very last person shook the person's hand.
Right.
Signed an autograph.
Right.
They leave. He stands there, looks around, makes sure no one's like, you know, last minute.
Right.
Then he left.
Then he shut the lights off and left.
His people, like whoever that guy was traveling with him, security, like phone person, whatever, was over it like 20 minutes before Brett was. And that changed my opinion of him.
No,
I loved him
guy.
After that.
Right.
He was having mini conversations with each person.
Each person.
Like I was with him for like, it felt like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Right.
Remember the amazing interview Pam brought us from that?
No.
Oh, there was. I tried to record it. Something happened, and I asked him.
What happened?
I asked him if you guys can dump water on his head.
Right.
Because that's when the challenge.
No, but that already happened.
The ice bucket challenge, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
Phil?
Pam was backstage, and she went to record like a quick like little video interview with Brett.
Oh, she turned it off.
Turned it off 4 seconds into the interview.
I didn't realize, hey, Brett. Yeah, typical. It's typical. I didn't realize I hit the button. I was nervous.
Brett, she's getting much better questions like the secret to success. The winning lottery numbers for that week. I mean, there was a lot of good stuff in there. The secret to happiness.
Yep. Yeah.
It, like, at the end of the interview, he's like, I can't even believe I just told you all that. I've never said any of that before.
Will you marry me? I didn't get that.
Who do we give the tickets to? Colin?
Sure.
Colin.
Colin.
What's the favorite song they do? And the answer was Unskinny Bop.
Yep.
So, Colin, you get the Poison tickets. Poison, Cheap Trick. Thank you for watching the Week in Review Facebook podcast thingy. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
So I'm guessing no bottle rockets then?
Pam's over there. Phil's over there. We didn't show Megan. She's over there. You got to get in front of the camera.
Yes. Stand in front.
Say hi.
Hi.
There she is.
All right. And thank you for watching. Hopefully we'll see you at the Veterans Gala tonight.
Hi. We need you.
Fantasia.
We need you.
Thank you.
Get out of your
weekend.
Do it.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.